Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 18. See now, today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and disaster. This is what I am commanding you today. Love the Lord your God, walk in his ways, and keep his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances. Then you will live and increase in number, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are going to possess. But if your heart turns away, and you do not listen, and you are lured away, and you bow down to other gods and serve them, then I declare to you today that you will most certainly perish. Think long term. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jet and Eli were on a big 10-day backpacking trip. Somewhere along the trail on day 8, they lost their water pump that cleaned dirty water. By the end of day 9, they were so thirsty. The park ranger had warned them before they left, "Don't drink water from the streams unless you clean it first. It could make you sick." But Jet decided, "I can't wait. I'm drinking now." Eli thought, "I'll wait until we get back to the car." A few days later, Jet got really sick from tiny bacteria in the water. Thankfully, he got better after going to the doctor. But the whole experience is a good picture for us to think about today's devotion text. The Lord gives a command not because he hates his people, but because he loves us. He tells us to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, listen to our parents, and show love to our classmates. That's not always easy, but it's always good for us. When we follow God's ways, we're showing an attitude of faith, of trusting him. We trust that Jesus forgave our sins when he lived, died, and rose for us. We trust that he has our well-being in mind when he tells us to listen to our parents and show love to our classmates. We trust that living that way opens the door to share Jesus with others. But just like Jet, it's so easy to think only about right now. I'm thirsty. I want water now. Or, I'm mad. I want to yell now. Or, candy looks good. I want it now. That's short-term thinking. Eli waited, thought about what would happen later, and waited until he got back to the parking lot to drink clean water. When it comes to our spiritual lives, God wants us to think about the long term too. This week, we'll see that being a Christian disciple isn't always easy in the short term, but God promises long-term gain. Stay focused on Jesus and his love for you, and look forward to eternity in the joys of heaven. We pray to the Lord. Dear Lord, help us think what's best for the long term and not just what feels good right now. Help us stay focused on your will and your love, the kind that you showed us on the cross. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.